Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach, and we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, in the studio. Well, looking outside, we went from June gloom to now summer weather, or almost summer weather. I guess officially summer begins this Thursday. That's the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, for what that's worth. I saw on the network news that they're predicting severe heat waves all across the country. At least here near the beach, the sea breeze tends to cool things down. You know, if it gets hot, most people don't have air conditioning by the beach. So when it gets hot, of course, you just crack open a window, and typically things cool off. There are occasional days where it just gets, it's when there's no sea breeze. I guess it's when the Santa Ana winds are, blowing in the opposite direction and they're not very strong. And that's when you have like a fan going. And that's when they have the rolling blackouts because everybody's got, their fans going or air conditioning and, the energy grid can't apparently handle that much demand on it. But, that's a luxury we should all enjoy, I guess, because other areas, the weather is really bad or, there's hurricanes or tornadoes or just a dust devil on a baseball field in the news. The weather is, with the weather, most of the time, it's predictable. You know what it's going to be, unlike an earthquake, which is not predictable. And every time I say that, though, people will text me and say, no, they can predict. Well, they have the early warning, I forget what they call those alerts, but that's only like, depending on how deep the earthquake is, how strong the magnitude is, and how far you are from the epicenter, you could get anywhere from maybe 90 seconds notice to, practically just a couple of seconds notice. And it's because the P waves that precede the S waves, the shock waves, that's what they're detecting, and they know, that an earthquake is coming. But that's not really a forecast. It's just an early warning type of system. So, now we're into summer. I don't know where this year has gone by. It's, almost half over now. And soon we'll be into the July 4th holiday. And, of course, I think July 3rd is when the first outdoor free concert, summer concert happens. And, of course, there's the concerts locally here. There's concerts in the park, at Pollywog Park. Then right across the street at the Point Shopping Center, or not right across the street, I should say down the street, or would it be up the street? Anyways, at the Point Shopping Center on Wednesday nights, there's the the Wednesday summer concert series. And those, of course, are Wednesdays from 6 to 8. Concerts at the park, at Pollywog Park, are Sundays from 5 to 7. And then there's some concerts at the El Segundo Library Park. They compete with concerts at the park, at Pollywog Park, and that's in the El Segundo concert series, not to be confused with the Point Shopping Center concert series in El Segundo, but the Library Park concert series are on Sundays from, 5 to 7 as well. Then there's the Thursday tribute band concerts at the Redondo Beach Pier, and then they have the Saturday night concerts also at the Redondo Beach Pier. And then there's some concerts, a couple of concerts coming up later during the summer on the beach in Hermosa Beach. So if you can, grab a copy of the Beach Reporter because they actually have a section that lists all of the concerts and, you know, the locations and the dates and the times. Oh, there's also concerts at Wilson Park in Torrance. Now, kind of drawing a blank, I think those might be Saturday nights or maybe Sunday nights. But anyways, again, if you get a Beach Reporter, you know, they list all the concerts. But that's what I love most about the summer. And, of course, my motto or my saying is, you know, the best things in life are free. So they're a heck of a lot cheaper than going to, you know, a venue where you have to pay, you know, a gazillion bucks for the tickets and then a gazillion dollars more for the parking and then a gazillion dollars more if you want to eat or drink anything at the venue. I almost said one. I don't want to disparage anyone by name, but you know the various venues. Now, you know, some of those, they have really good bands, and but, you know, you have to pay an arm and a leg just to get into the cheap seats, let alone if you want to be close to the stage. So, and many of the tribute bands, while they're not exactly the same as the bands that they cover, you know, they're darn good, and, you know, it's just they're playing the songs that we all like. So, again, you know, the summer concerts are coming up. I did a show about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Maybe it was a bit early doing it back then. Perhaps I'll do an update either next week's show, on next week's show or the following week, you know, with the concerts and where you can see them. So I think also if you just Google summer concerts, you know, beach cities, then if you go to the Beach Reporter online, now that they've got it commingled with the Daily Breeze website, it's now a paywall, so you have to subscribe to get it. It's interesting, you have to subscribe to get it there, but you can get, you know, the hard copy. You know, this past Thursday's Beach Reporter is probably still where they have the newsstands, which are now becoming less and less. So, by all means, pick one up. You know, speaking about, soon we're going to be in the summer, but I want to wish everyone a happy Father's Day yesterday. And then, of course, now there's the school and college graduations. So, you know, congratulations to all the graduates and their families. So there were a number of, there's a relatively new tradition at MiraCosta High School in Manhattan Beach. It started during the pandemic when I guess they shut down the in-person graduation. So all of the graduating students did this march from, Hermosa Beach to Manhattan Beach on the Strand, and then they kind of had like a celebration near the Manhattan Beach Pier, and they did their hats off, or graduation caps off thing. Now, that wasn't a very good ideal thing to do. I mean, you know, everybody was talking about super spreader events during the pandemic. Now that we're sort of out of the pandemic, now I guess you can be in close areas. You know, they were saying that while things were shut down indoors, they were saying it was safe to go outdoors during the pandemic. But yet the breeze blows, the virus germs or whatever you would call them, you know, the airborne things. I mean, it blows it all around, so that wasn't exactly safe. However, now we're not as serious as it was back then. And it was interesting, you know, seeing the kids, I shouldn't say kids, the graduating class, celebrating, and they're going to be off to college in the next phase of their lives and careers. So, also, while I was at it, I saw a pod of bottlenose dolphins right on the beach, or right near the beach, I should say. Kind of reminded me of when I got to swim with a dolphin and dance with it, and it kissed me, and I got to pet it. It was when I was in Cabo San Lucas. Although I posted that, the photos of that on Facebook, and some people said that that was cruel, you know, Free Willy, as you can imagine. The interesting thing is the dolphins they have were born in captivity. They don't know anything about, you know, being out in the wild, and they wouldn't know how to fetch for food. And they actually have a pen with the door that opens to the ocean, so they can come and go at any time. Some of them go out just to experience the ocean, but they always come back as we were told. So apparently they enjoy it, or they know, where they can get fed. And, but they were also well-trained, and they were just tame. And I'm not an expert, but my opinion was they loved the human interaction. You know, there's a lot of pets that, like dogs and most cats and birds that were, tamed or hand-raised, that they actually love the interactions with humans, you know, better. I actually got to hold two macaws when I was in Cabo. One was a blue and gold macaw, which I owned one for about 20-something years. And then a lot of people thought the other one was a scarlet macaw, because it has the red body, but it was actually a green wing macaw. And they are very tame. Both of them are calm, tame, and affectionate birds. And some of them can talk up a storm. That was kind of cool. But people say, you know, birds should be out in the wild. But if they've never known, you know, what it's like out in the wild, they're subject to predators, and they just don't tend to survive. And they love human interactions, especially birds. But I don't know how I got on to that. The one thing I was leading up to, and this is a sad note, when I was in Cabo, I went to the Giggling Marlin Bar and Grill, and there I got hung upside down. That's the big thing at the Giggling Marlin, is you have shots of tequila, and then they hang you upside down, and the audience goes crazy. And I have some cool photos of that. Anyways, on a sad note, the Giggling Marlin burned down over the weekend. So I hope they rebuild it. I don't know what caused the fire. Sometimes it's an electrical issue. Sometimes it's arson, for insurance proceeds. who knows what the cause is. They haven't said yet, so it's still being investigated. But I hope they rebuild. The two places to have a good time in Cabo is the Giggling Marlin and Cabo Wabo. And I can't remember who the celebrity is that owns or co-owns Cabo Wabo, but those are the places to go. The problem is, on a cruise, the ship lets you off at like around 9 in the morning, and you have to be back like around 5, I think it is, or the ship will leave without you. Obviously, those hot spots are really happening in the evenings, so it's not quite the same. Although, I was told that it was better that we went during the day, because to try and, you know, get hung, as they call it, you know, there's a long line for people, and, you know, the amount of fun is the time that, you know, that you get to do it is more limited when there's a long line to do it. Anyways, so speaking about fires, you know, I know everyone has seen in the news, or at least, you know, the Southern California listeners, that there's the Gorman wildfire that's going on, and it's being fueled by hot, gusty winds and, dry, overgrown brush. You know, we had the heavy rainstorms, and that caused the brush to, everyone was saying, oh, wow, that's really green. It looks really cool. The only problem with that is, now with the hot, warm weather and virtually no rain, it dries out, and, you know, it's basically highly flammable. And in some cases, either a careless smoker or vapor, someone that's vaping, or exhaust from cars, you know, sparks, or just spontaneous combustion if the conditions are just right. You know, that can spark the fire, and then with heavy winds, you know, it just spreads the fires quite rapidly and gets out of control. So let's hope that, you know, our firefighters can, you know, get a handle on that and, you know, knock down the fire. I'm sure that's not going to be the last of the wildfires that we see. It used to be there was a certain season that they called fire season. You know, the fire authorities would say that, and that was typically around, you know, the summer months. But now they say that it's fire season year-round. And so, and there's only so many firefighters to actually fight it. They do have those airplanes and helicopters that drop water and flame retardant, you know, the Foscheck. But when those fires are rapidly spreading with the heavy winds, and even with the heavy winds, when you're dropping water or fire retardant, it kind of disperses it, and it doesn't have the full, effect, the extinguishing effect. So lots of respect for our firefighters, and again, people should do whatever they can to minimize causing the firefight, the wildfires. Anyways, I want to give people a heads up. This Wednesday, June 19th, is Juneteenth. It's a government holiday, so don't expect any mail. Most government offices are going to be closed. Unfortunately, for the rest of us in the private sector, most of us have to still go to work. We don't get that kind of as a holiday. Now, a number of people would say, well, what the heck is Juneteenth? And Juneteenth commemorates the day when Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston Bay, Texas in 1865, and he arrived with 2,000 Union troops to proclaim that over 250,000 enslaved blacks in the state were free. Now, this was 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, which was on January 1st, 1863, and that abolished slavery. But it took a couple of years before, you know, the word actually got around. But that's what, you know, Juneteenth is. And again, it's a government holiday, so don't go check your mailbox because you won't get any mail, and don't go to, you know, any government offices, you know, or the post office or wherever, because they're going to be closed. So, speaking about the post office, I still haven't gotten my lost package that's floating around. They have this thing you could subscribe to at the post office called Informed Delivery, and it tells you what you're going to be getting in the mail, you know, that same day. So first thing in the morning, real early in the morning, you'll get an email, and then you could click on it and actually see the status of, like, you know, packages that are going to be arriving. And you can actually, it tracks the package. And so this one package that I have is still circulating, getting bounced from post office to post office. I think the company I bought it from put a bad zip code, and apparently, you know, the postal staff just can't seem to figure it out. In the meantime, I can't get a refund from the company I bought it from because they keep, I bought it on eBay, and they keep telling eBay it will be delivered shortly, and I can't communicate with eBay. That's another issue. So, but I gave them a bad review on eBay, and I'm going to probably post something on Yelp as well. If they're going to play games, then, you know, they're going to, you know, get publicized for doing that. Anyways, on that note, we have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach on a nice summer day. Why am I here? I should be, broadcasting right on the beach. Maybe I'll try that with my cell phone sometime. Or probably not. Jay will probably, our program director and sound engineer, probably won't like that. You know, I mentioned the graduations over the weekend, and a number of people texted me and said, they feel the same way I do about the pro-Palestinian / Gaza protests that every time turns violent and destructive, and of course now they're trying to advertise their cause at graduations, mostly college campus graduations, causing either cancellations. The thing is, I'm not sure how much of that is really the people. I have no problems with free speech, as long as you don't disrupt or prevent, in this case, students from in their college endeavors, whether it's graduation or attending class. But some of that, I'm sure, are troublemaker hooligans that have nothing to do with or don't even know anything about the Israel-Hamas war. And they just, it's like whenever there's protests, they jump in and create havoc. Some of it actually is, they were interviewing this one pro-Palestinian individual who cleverly was disguised, with the headband and the face mask and dark glasses. And so they asked if they were a student. And it was a lady or a gal, and she said yes. They said, well, what class are you taking? And her response was, I'm taking a lot of classes here. And you could tell that, she wasn't a student. There are some students that are protesting. They're pro-free speech and pro-human rights, and they're nonviolent. But then a lot of them are just creating problems. They're building encampments. And, the police should, when it's a situation like that where they're building encampments, they should just immediately come in and clear them out, because they're not really doing peaceful protests. And then you get sometimes both sides yelling and shouting at each other, and many times that turns to violence. So I remember the first time it happened at UCLA, they did absolutely nothing. And then when they finally cleared them out, UCLA saw all the damage that they did, the vandalism and whatever. And then they came back again, and it took a while before they cleared them out. And then they came back again, and now they're, I guess the way they figure they can advertise their cause is to, go to college campuses, and now especially during graduations. And it's just not right. A lot of graduations were disrupted during COVID, and then some people were going back to campus because they didn't get to go through the graduation ceremony during COVID, and they were invited back to participate in the graduation so they could experience, what they went to school for 4 years or, postgraduate studies. But then now it's being disrupted. So, I just wish they would knock it off, or if they're the hooligans or the people that are just creating, all kinds of problems and vandalizing campus properties. The police should just come in, break it up, arrest them, and hopefully they can control, those situations that way. Anyways, I want to shift gears, and, I said before on my show that the 2024 Paris Olympics are, going to be happening soon. I believe it's July 26th is the opening ceremony, and August 10th is the closing ceremony. But now that they're doing the tryouts or the trials to make the Olympics team, and over the weekend I was watching the swimming events, and I can't wait for some of the other track and field events. Didn't get to watch, I didn't see any diving, but then we only watched the swimming events briefly, and go Team USA, and may the best persons qualify, and let's bring home some gold medals. I'll be glued to the TV during the Olympics. So, you know, speaking about watching TV, we binged watch some Billionaires episodes on YouTube, and then the AD Home Tours. It's, you know, Architectural Digest, and they have, like, open house, tours of their, it's celebrities that give a tour of their personal homes, and you get to see how, you know, they live, and it's always cool to watch that. And then just like when you're watching a topic on YouTube, then whenever it is that you're watching ends, if you don't do anything, then it goes to other similar things, or when you do a search, it shows you similar topics. So, you know, there's a number of those. I like the billionaire shows because it not only shows how they live, but the cars they drive and, you know, the luxury lifestyle, the yachts that they own. It's kind of cool. You know, one can only hope. You know, they have those occasionally. The lottery is up to $1 billion. Of course, after tax, it's probably half of that. But I'll never win it because you have to be in it to win it, and I don't play. So, because the odds are just, you know, so far against you. They say you could be struck by lightning a gazillion times. That's your odds. Because, you know, they say getting struck by lightning, the odds are very low, extraordinarily low. But as compared to your odds of winning any kind of lottery, let alone, you know, when it's up to $1 billion, it's $1 billion with a B, you know, the odds are significantly lower. It's like one in, you know, a gazillion. If that's such a word. Well, it isn't such a word, but you know what I mean. Anyways, we also watched a lot of sports. You know, right now you've got the Stanley Cup Finals going on and the NBA Finals. I don't know if it's always been that way, where they were always on at the exact same time. Now, the games themselves, they stagger them because they don't want to be each other. So, you know, we're going to be having to take a commercial break, and I want to talk about all the different things going on with the NHL, the NBA, and then I was going to say the NFL, but I mean to say the UFL football games, which is still going on. It seems like a lot of sporting events all happening at the same time. Anyways, we got to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold off. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
It's Power to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Power to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And so, I watched briefly a little bit of the Stanley Cup Finals. Too bad our LA Kings aren't in it. I remember when we won, the championship, and I remember when I was mayor, and the no-no I did was I picked up the Stanley Cup, and you're not allowed to pick it up unless you're either the official handler that wears the white gloves that transports it, or you played on the team that won it. And so the minute I picked it up, I think it was Dustin Brown said, no, Mayor, put it down. And then later somebody explained what I had done. And that trophy was really heavy, by the way. But anyways, it's in this year's NBA Finals, I'm sorry, NHL Stanley Cup Finals. It's Houston? Whenever I see the word Oilers, I think of Houston Oilers, but now I'm dating myself. It's the Edmonton Oilers, the other day they mauled the Florida Panthers 8-1, because it looked like it was going to be a sweep. Panthers, I guess, the Oilers spotted the Panthers one game. One thing of significance was Oilers' Connor McDavid surpassed one of Wayne Gretzky's NHL records, which is 32 postseason assists. And of course, Florida leads the series 3-1, but they're probably going to close it out on Friday. Then the NBA Finals, you have the Dallas Mavericks versus the Boston Celtics. And in that one, Boston leads 3-1, and they could close it out tonight. At the rate that they're playing, that's probably going to be the case. I haven't watched any of the NBA Finals. With basketball, and it's kind of like tennis, and a couple of other sports where they just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And assuming it's not a blowout, the only thing that matters is you could turn on the last couple of minutes of the game, and that is the game that's going to usually determine who won. I'm just not into, I like hockey, I like hockey for the fights. okay, enough of the stupidity. And basketball, maybe there are occasionally a fight, and then the benches clear out. But that used to be, what was the saying about hockey where you went to a fight, and a hockey game erupted. But that's why I think some people watch hockey. It's like people that watch stock car races, or even Indy car or Formula One races. They want to see the crashes, and those they're pretty much safe. They've got the enhanced roll bars and everything, so no one usually gets seriously hurt. But oftentimes people are watching sporting events for the wrong reasons. So I mentioned the Dallas Mavericks at the Boston Celtics. The interesting thing is the L.A. Lakers head coaching search is, I guess, nearing a completion, and it looks like they're going to be hiring ESPN analyst J.J. Redick. That's after the series is closed out, because now he interviewed. Apparently, he was deemed the front runner from the outset, and then I don't know what happened, but then the Lakers decided to pursue UConn head coach Dan Hurley, and he turned down a $70 million contract and wanted to stay at UConn. So now they've been talking with J.J. Redick, and I don't know if he's going to get the $70 million offer or not. If he's offered less, that might be kind of insulting. What was really insulting was, insulting to the Lakers, that is when Dan Hurley turned down the head coaching job. There were a number of reasons that were tossed around for it. They were saying that, I won't mention any names, but one Laker player who likes to interfere with the coaching, and apparently Hurley couldn't get any assurance that that wouldn't be the case if, he became the head coach of the Lakers. Who knows what the real reasons are. Or maybe he just wanted to stay and get another national championship with UConn. Because I think I heard that they have most of the returning players there. So I guess we'll never know. But, so much for sports. Oh, one interesting thing about in sporting events was that an umpire stopped an Orioles-Phillies game so everyone could look at this cool fighter jet. Apparently the fighter jet was flying around over the stadium. It was making a lot of noise. And he just called a timeout, and then, people were videoing or photographing, the event. And then when the jet moved on, then it was game on again. So that was kind of interesting. I think the Baltimore Orioles beat the Philadelphia Phillies. It was like 8-3. So now one last sporting event, and the event that I love is football, of course. We all know the NFL season is over. Of course, Super Bowl was back in early February. So right now they have the UFL, the United Football League, which is the merger of the old USFL and XFL. And now the interesting thing is that Tom Brady did his first game for Fox. He's now a sports analyst, and I guess he's getting practice under his belt for the NFL season, which starts up, I guess, preseason might be like, the end of the summer, August, I guess. The seasons now for all of the various sports are kind of almost all blended. There used to be defined fixed seasons, and when one sport had their championship and ended, then the next one would start, and then the next one. But like right now, we have the NBA basketball finals and the NHL hockey finals going on pretty much the same time. Not pretty much, they are going on at the same time, but I guess they coordinate the games so they're not competing with each other. You know, the USFL is not quite as good as the NFL. You know, initially it was pretty good, and it was mostly NFL player, almost NFL players that didn't quite make the cut. And, you know, they went to the UFL, and then some of the UFL players make it eventually. They prove themselves, and they make it to the NFL. But it hasn't been quite as good lately. And I would have thought it would be the opposite. You know, they'd be ramping up the learning curve as the season progressed. Anyways, I don't know how their championship series works or when their season is going to be ending. But now that summer is here, there's a lot more to do than to be glued to a TV set. So, anyways, on that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Power to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carole King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And, you know, so most people that are avid listeners to my show, they know I love 60 Minutes. Unfortunately, 60 Minutes has ended their season. And now they were into reruns. They weren't on last night because it was preempted by the Tonys. So when they're in reruns, that's usually when I get to see the shows that I missed. And then some of the episodes, or the stories, there are some that are worthy of watching a second time, although I usually don't like watching repeats. Next week, hopefully, there'll be a show. Well, I want to mention locally a couple of important community meetings in Manhattan Beach. The first of them is, and it's entitled, or it's titled, The Intersection Improvement Design Project and Concepts for the improvements that they're going to make at the intersection of Manhattan Beach Boulevard at Pacific Avenue. And that meeting is going to be this Wednesday, June 19th, at 5 p.m., and it's at the Manhattan Beach Police and Fire Conference Room, which is at 420 15th Street. And so if you drive Manhattan Beach Boulevard, you know that the intersection at Pacific Avenue can sometimes be challenging. I'm not sure what they're going to be doing, but it'll be something with the intersection striping and the curbs and the traffic signals. So another important meeting is the Manhattan Beach Police Department is going to have a town hall meeting, and that's next Wednesday, June 26th at 6 p.m., and that's at Joslyn Community Center, which is next to the downtown post office. That's at 1601 North Valley Drive. Another thing is the Manhattan Beach Police Department are going to be hosting a catalytic converter etching event this Saturday, June 22nd. And the police officers are going to be engraving license plate numbers on catalytic converters. And that's going to be at the Connecta Federal Credit Union, the parking lot, which is at 1440 Rosecrans Avenue. Now, for those of you that don't know, the etchings on the catalytic converters make investigations easier for law enforcement when they're reported stolen, but it also makes it harder for thieves to sell the stolen part. So there's like a rare earth material inside the catalytic converter, and it's what makes catalytic converters work. However, having said that, you know, that I've read where the thieves don't even, they're in such a hurry, they want to get in and out real quickly. They don't care about the etchings. They don't even notice it in some cases. And in most cases, they just cut out whatever that rare earth mineral is and then scrap the rest of the catalytic converter. So, and if you change license plates, I don't know what happens in a situation like that. I thought they used to etch the vehicle ID number. But anyways, you know, that's something that, you know, if you're interested, then by all means, you know, get your catalytic converter etched. Okay, well, now I want to do some lighthearted news, I guess you could somewhat call it that. But I read in the news that the Maryland governor issued 175,000 pardons for misdemeanor cannabis convictions. So if you're one of them, then cheers. You know, we'll see about that. One thing I also want to mention is that right now there's a lot, and it has, this is, I mentioned earlier the weather that we're having, and I'm sure it's related to the weather, but there's a lot of the tropical butterflies, some that are coming as far away from coast as coming as, I can't even say it, coming from as far away as Costa Rica. And I've seen some exotic butterflies. I've taken some cool photos. Some land right on you. It's like they're friendly, very friendly. But we haven't seen that in a long time, and I guess it's due to various atmospheric conditions. Okay, so I'm going to talk about tech now. You know, I'm very much interested in tech, and I'm following AI, you know, artificial intelligence. But I just read where the 2024 Apple Watch Series 10 model will be coming out probably in September. That's when they have the new product introductions. And it's going to be much larger, but it's also going to be thinner. And notwithstanding all of that, it's going to have increased battery life and a lot more functionality. Not that it, you know, doesn't already have a lot of health and lifestyle functionality. So, but that's what I've been waiting for a long time, and I don't know if I can wait until September. They're going to be coming out at that time also with the Apple, the new iPhone 16, I guess it is, and the MacBook M4. A lot of new stuff tech-wise, and that's probably the time when I'm going to get the new iPad. But lots of great stuff on the horizon. AI is taking over. In most cases, good, but in some cases, there's still some imperfections in it. I think what they say is you can't live without technology, but sometimes you can't live with technology. And, some of the things is like, I wish we had it way back when. Of course, now I'm dating myself, but I remember the days before PCs and laptops and tablets and mobile phones and all of the technology. But while that can improve productivity, sometimes when you're on a 24/7 leash, it's like sometimes it overwhelms you, the technology, that is. But there's going to be, all kinds of great health monitoring functionality on the Apple Watch. Now, it's rumored they're also going to come out with an Apple Ring, and that will actually have the same features as the watch. And for some reason, they said it might even be slightly more accurate. But the problem is there's no display on that. So, of course, you're going to have I know it'll definitely integrate with an iPhone and an iPad. I don't know if it'll cross platforms, and if you have an Android device, it'll work or interface, or if it's going to be a closed system. But if you want to see the display, then you'll need to have either a phone or a tablet to see that, which is not necessarily a bad thing. So the one thing I don't look forward to is just having yet another device that I have to worry about charging, and or conversely having it the battery die or get close to dying. But apparently this new phone is going to have a more extended battery life, so you won't have to charge it for like a few days or maybe even a week. Anyways, on that note, that's all the time we have. I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People. And always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday. Until then, bye for now.
Powell, it's Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell, Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.